This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Hi. Hi. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Okay, so I saw the Democratic debate, presidential debate last night. I was really scared because Bernie, you know, starts to get a little heated. And, you know, when somebody just kind of had a heart attack or unstable angina or an acute coronary event, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm like ready. I don't know why I'm ready. What am I supposed to do in my house? You know, was the debate in Ohio? Well, anyway, but I was like, okay, you know, Bernie, take it slow, take it down a notch. And I know that's kind of a fallacy where, you know, you can't, you know, get angry after a heart attack or you can't have sex. You actually can. I mean, if they did a good job opening up the artery, but I still get nervous, you know. But he looked good. He looked healthy. It was a long debate, 3 hours, 3 hours. And what caught my ear, and maybe I've been out of the loop for a little bit, but they were talking about Medicare for all who want it. They stopped saying Medicare for all. It's Medicare for all who want it. And they kept throwing those last three words in there. And so, you know, I'm a doctor. I have lots of opinions on the matter. There were no medical professionals up there. Pete Buttigieg, who I just think he's adorable. I think he's so cute. But he's the one that I think gets credit for the Medicare for all who want it. Bernie Sanders gets credit for the Medicare for all. Pete gets credit for the who want it. And I guess that got thrown in there. I'm not exactly sure what day they decided to throw that in there. Was that new during the debate? You guys school me. And again, I apologize if I've been out of the loop on that one. But my guess is somebody got mad that Medicare for all sounded too socialist or sounded too encroaching. So they had to throw a person's choice. See, that's the thing that's very, very interesting. You know, we talk about the right and the left, where a lot of times we're for certain things, but then we're against certain things, and it just doesn't, you know. I mean, like, you know, if you're pro-choice, you know, and you lean left, then you should also be pro-choice for healthcare. You should have a choice of healthcare. You shouldn't be mandated certain things. So, you know, sometimes the messages get mixed depending on where you are in the aisle. Right has it too, you know. So, you know, against abortion, before death penalty. So, you know, that's just where we are with politics, okay? You know, you don't just pick a platform and stick with it all the way. You come up with a platform, then you're like, well, I'm going to defend it, even if they contradict. All right. That's not for us to debate. But this Medicare for all, who want it? Okay, not throw that in. Who want it? Means they're going to tax us, right, to allow us to opt in, although it looks like in some people you'll automatically be enrolled, into the government health insurance option. Who want it means you get a choice. You get to buy private insurance or you get to buy Medicare. Well, you and I know that there is no way a private company can even compete with what the government could do in terms of pricing. Plus, people are scared of the government. So, the government's going to be able to get drugs, you know, very, you know, cheaper. They're going to be able to get, you know, hospitals to do procedures cheaper. And with Medicare, whatever they pay you, even if they don't pay you. When you're a Medicare provider, they basically have you by the cojones. And so, and you don't want to lose that Medicare, your standing in Medicare and being able to be a provider, because then, you know, your practice could fall apart. I mean, you know, we were seeing a hefty amount of Medicare patients, and then they had a glitch where they sent us the EOBs, the explanation of benefits, where they paid us, but we never got the checks. Our bank never got any checks. We never got any checks. And when we called them, and it took days to even get somebody, they're like, oh, yeah, there's a glitch. We'll pay you. They've never paid us back fully for all those patients we saw that they claimed they paid. So you're kind of screwed when it's the government. So a big question people ask is, okay, well, let's say I do want a choice, all right, and I choose, you know, Medicare for all. If I don't like it, can I go back to private insurance? From what I understand, yeah, after, you know, depending on the enrollment period, but keep in mind, if people aren't buying private insurance, that, and even though the private insurance plans out there suck, so something has to be done competitively, Pete Buttigieg suggested, well, if we have a government plan, we'll be able to drive down the prices of private insurance. They can't compete. Private insurance is going to go out of business. And so when private insurance goes out of business, we have a country on Medicare. And even Pete Buttigieg on his website talks about how you'll basically glide into a just Medicare for all. This public plan will create a natural glide path to Medicare for all. So we already know. In order to get the votes, in order to get through an election, you got to make people think they have a choice. Now, some people ask, well, why is Medicare so bad? Medicare isn't so bad. I mean, there's a lot of things they don't cover. They don't cover hospice. They don't cover hearing aids, eyeglasses, things like that. There's a lot of things they don't cover, but there's a lot of things they do cover. But we need to look at the math. There are 347 million people in the United States, and those are people that fill out their census form, okay? 347 million. There are only about 1.3 providers, not doctors, but providers. So we're already including nurse practitioners and PAs in that number that take Medicare. So you have 1.3 million to serve 350 million. And how many of those 1.3 million are going to stay? I mean, doctors left. I don't take Medicare anymore because I don't have a private practice anymore. I closed my practice. So count me off that one. A lot of doctors are retiring. A lot of people are like, I'm sick of this. Unless we pump out new doctors, new nurse practitioners, new PAs, how do we have one per 300? You know, some people say, oh, that's a good number. No, it's not. I do not think we're ready. And so my problem with anything in politics is don't pass something till we're ready. Don't legalize marijuana, even though I voted for it, until we have the infrastructure ready, like breathalyzers, things like that. Don't pass Medicare for all unless we have the money. Oh, we're going to tax in the future. If we don't have the money now and we don't have the medical providers now, all right? You know, you can collapse the system. This isn't going to work. You need to do it incremental, slow and steady, ooze and ease into it. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple months ago, I didn't read this on air, and I probably should have. We had a listener who wanted me to comment on how healthcare should be a human right. And this was brought up again in the debate last night, where healthcare is a God-given right. Healthcare is a human right, okay? And that's a very, very powerful statement, but I wanted to dissect that a little bit, okay? I think we all have our definition of healthcare skewed. Okay, when I look at healthcare, I'm a doctor. So I'm thinking life-saving measures. I'm thinking managing comas. I'm thinking delivering babies, managing diabetes, managing high blood pressure, acne, acute illnesses, sore throat, back pain, menstrual cramps, etc. So when I hear the term healthcare, I think of everything out there. IV fluids, hospice, all that, okay? When the average person talks about healthcare and they say it's a God-given right, I don't think they have a clear-cut definition. Now, personally, if I was going to take off my medical hat, and we really don't wear hats in medicine, I mean, unless we do surgery, okay? And I really hate that term, taking off my medical hat. Okay, taking off my scrubs. If I'm going to take off my scrubs, woohoo! I would say, and me, just this is Dr. This is Dahlia, all right, talking. All right, that's me. Hey! I don't really call myself my name. It's weird when I call my name Dahlia. My name is Dahlia. I would say that if we live in a society, a first world society, right, a very highly industrialized society, and we have people that get sick or have life-threatening conditions, I mean, we save our own. So as far as I'm concerned, emergency care for any of our citizens, and honestly, anybody on our soil, right, is a given. You have somebody who was shot. You got somebody hit by a car. You have somebody having a heart attack. We take care of them. And you want to know what? I mean, we do. Ambulance comes, picks you up, takes you to a hospital. If they didn't, if we lived in a society where you were left on the street because you don't have money or you can't prove your citizenship, I'd have a big problem with that. But if you are rolling around in the middle of the street, God forbid, after a car accident, ambulance is going to come, they're going to pick you up, they're going to take you to a hospital. I think if you live in America, and, you know, you're paying your dues, and you're working, and you're, you know, contributing to society, I believe that is your right. Now, what about, well, somebody needs to manage your diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and back pain. Okay. On one end, I could say, all right, yeah, you know, those are issues that you have. We're here to take care of you. But where this gets a little bit tricky is, what if you ate crap food, right, your whole life? Or let's say, what if you snorted cocaine and gave yourself an abnormal heart rhythm or deviate or blew a hole in your septum? If you have a medical condition that was your fault, do you still have a right? Is it still America's duty to take care of it? Some people will say yes, some people say, well, but then that starts getting tricky because we don't want the powers that be that go, you know what, you're overweight, Dahlia. All right, you were talking about how you eat ho-hos. We have proof, and we have a selfie of you eating a ho-ho. If you have weight issues, don't be blaming it on the hormones or a back injury or whatever. This is on you. So, I mean, who then starts to decide what's health, you know, so what's your fault and what's not? What is your right? We need to be very, very careful when we start to bring up health care is your God-given right. All right, now that starts getting tricky. That could actually hurt the cause more than help it. So when we're talking about health care for everybody or Medicare for all, I mean, you know, a big expense that just knocks people out is hospice and long-term care. That knocked my family out. We owned land that later, if we were able to hold on to it, well, I didn't, my grandmother did, the Mayo Clinic built a parking lot on it. We could have potentially been the ones to sell to Mayo Clinic and be rich, but my grandmother couldn't, because she had a husband with congestive heart failure, GI bleeds, and she had to pay for nursing home care because Medicare didn't cover it. So I'm hearing all these politicians talk about health care for all, Medicare for all, and, you know, how, you know, Bernie's like, you know, nobody should go bankrupt because of a cancer diagnosis. Well, are you going to change Medicare to cover long term? I mean, what are you promising here? Managing somebody's diabetes, that's important. Managing somebody's high blood pressure, that's important. Whether people think it's a right or not a right, you know. But dying with dignity, I think, is a right. Being able to have your last days or months not in pain with nursing staff, I think if you put in your dues to your country, you should be able to die with dignity and painlessly. But that's not a basic Medicare-covered entity. So if you're going to really, really come up with rights, you should have a right. If you're going to use that term, let's really dissect it. If you are a fetus, do you have a right to be born? If you were made from an egg and a sperm, and the DNA clicked, do you have a right to be born? Whose rights are we talking about? You know, it was a little hard to watch the debate last night because they were talking about reproductive freedom. They're using the term reproductive freedom to include abortion. I don't mind birth control being a part of reproductive freedom, just the term. Reproductive freedom is your choice to reproduce or not. Reproductive freedom is if you want to have two babies or five babies or nine babies, you have a choice. Okay, I think we all agree on that. You might need a lot of funding, you know, from the government and help, you know, if you're going to have nine kids. But if you want to have a lot of babies, that's your choice. If you want to use birth control to not get pregnant, that's your choice too. But does reproductive freedom include ending the life of a fetus? To the Democrats, apparently it does. So does the fetus have a right? And then if we are going to fight and say that it is a human right to have health care, then that fetus should be born. They have a right to live too. So you see, you got to be really, really careful with your terminology. Now, Bernie Sanders wants to create a 4% income-based premium paid by employees, exempting those who make less than $29,000 to pay for Medicare for all, and a 7.5% income-based premium paid by employers, exempting the first $2 million in payroll to protect small businesses, eliminating health tax expenditures, making federal income tax more progressive, including a marginal tax rate of up to 70% on those making above $10 million. 70% tax rate. Taxing earned and unearned income at the same rates, limiting tax deductions, making an estate tax more progressive, including a 77% top rate on an inheritance above $1 billion. That's a lot of money. Now, I know people go, well, you know, they'll still get $230 million out of the inheritance, giving $77 billion. Now, yeah, if you take the rich people and you take millions from them, yeah, that might work to cover some of Medicare for all. But my guess is the average rich person isn't going to make that money then. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a bilateral meeting with the Italian president at the White House. The president discusses the prospects of a China trade deal.
They want to buy. They want to make a deal. They really have to make a deal. Their economy's been hurt very badly by what we've done and by the tariffs that we've charged. We've taken in tremendous amounts of tariffs. A small portion of them we've given to the farmer, which the farmers, which is more than made up for what they've lost.
Chicago teachers are on the brink of a strike that could begin as early as Thursday after city officials and the union chatted but failed to come up with a deal. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot speaking to reporters.
The union is still demanding to shorten instructional time by 30 minutes in the morning. We won't do that. We will not cheat our children out of instructional time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making headlines, General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union has tentatively reached an agreement to give temporary workers a clear path to becoming full-time employees, helping pave the way to end that strike that has gone on now for over a month. GM will give temporary workers who make between $15 and $19 an hour and have fewer benefits the opportunity to become full-time workers after 3 years of consecutive service. Temporary workers not only make, you know, less, obviously, but they don't get the retirement, they don't get all the benefits. and companies since Obamacare, and even before that, but I think Obamacare was a huge accelerating factor, companies realized that if you had, you know, two part-timers, you could save a hell of a lot more money than having one full-time. So you have a lot of companies hire part-timers. So part-timers, you don't have to give, or just like with Uber or Lyft or whatever, you don't have to give benefits. You don't have to give paid leave. You don't have to give, you know, it really is, you know, I've been an employer. And mind you, I've also been an employee. I've been an employee longer than I've been an employer. And being an employee, you know, these are things that if you're making a company money and you're, you know, allowing that company to be, you should get benefits. But being an employer, if your labor costs are high, and labor is usually what kills you, it's not the rent, it's not the air conditioning, it's not the insurance, it's the labor costs, you know, paying for somebody to not be there hurts. That's tough. That's a loss. You know what I mean? And what we recommend employers do is look at the overall budget. You know, I mean, just don't go, well, gosh, I'm already paying them $19 an hour, plus then I'm going to pay them, you know, 8 hours for Christmas, and we're closed on Christmas, and at $19 an hour, I'm paying them for, well, I, you know, one is you want to keep them happy. Two is, you know, you don't look at it as you're paying them $19 an hour. Look at it as you're paying them $20 an hour. And then that extra dollar an hour that you're not paying them is going to all their benefits. That's kind of how you have to look at it. And a lot of employees will do that. They'll be like, you know, I know I'm making $19, but I actually calculate, I'm actually making $22 an hour. Because I'm getting this covered, this covered, this covered, this covered. So a lot of employees do understand that. They do appreciate it. But you got to be really, really careful because, you know, looking at it a certain way because you could get very, very frustrated. Because it's a lot of money. So apparently a lot of big companies have been trying to get away from paying those extra, you know, benefits by making you temporary or part-time. They say this change now, according to GM, or according to New York Post, will apply retroactively to all workers who have already worked at the company for more than 3 years. So this change is going to affect 4,000 union workers at GM across the country. Now, I guess the details are still being hammered out. The company and union representatives have reached an agreement in principle. Now, this move will probably mean GM is going to now have to take on a whole bunch of new people as full-time employees, meaning they're going to have to not only give them benefits, but they're going to have to give them from temporary hours, part-time hours, to full-time hours. So what does that mean for you and I? Well, prices may go up. Or they're going to limit hiring. You know, I mean, unions serve a very significant role. They do. They serve an amazing role. And I understand how in the 1800s, late 1800s, 1900s with the Industrial Revolution and big business, a lot of workers were being cheated, were being abused. And so you needed to have guidelines. You needed to have labor laws. I agree with that. You do the work and your boss doesn't pay you. You needed protection because there's jerks out there. So I'm for that. But the one thing that I always notice is after a union wins and gets a negotiating, even if they were right, it ends up hurting others, you know? So we'll see what happens with that. Now, the next big headline that came out of yesterday's debate was Beto O'Rourke's discussion on assault rifle confiscation. Apparently, he kind of suggested a plan, and I don't know how well it was received, where he would implement a mandatory assault weapons buyback. And when asked, what if people don't want to sell the gun to the government, and you could bet it's going to be pennies on the dollar, he then would, he stopped short, but basically he said officers would not go door to door and they would enforce the ban by empowering officers to take those weapons from people when they bring them into the public space. Now, that was really confusing. What I got out of it is, you know, would police be having to go door to door if you don't voluntarily allow the government to buy your AK, you know, 47 or whatever? Will police officers be going door to door? Now, whether Beto O'Rourke was saying that's not going to happen or whether he was implying that would happen, that just kind of started to bring back, you know, the plight of the police officers. Imagine going door to door going, yes, I'd like the gun back. I'd like your guns. I mean, what do you think is going to happen to that officer? I mean, do we have enough police force to go door to door to take guns? I mean, how are they really, I mean, you know, what is the, you know, paint for us how that would look if you are going to go door to door to take weapons. Now, I understand you could seize illegal weapons. I understand there are raids. There's ways to seize illegal weapons, and those are very, very dangerous. But, you know, people who kind of lived through the Holocaust or a family lived through the Holocaust or, you know, who, you know, they collect guns and, you know, they've never used them. They're good guys. You know, they have their, full background checks. You know, most likely a good guy is not going to shoot an officer trying to take away their gun. But the idea of, okay, a mandatory buyback, I just don't see that working. And, you know, who are we deputizing to administer these new rules? You know, our police aren't doing that well. They're having a rough time. Did you know that a 10th NYPD officer has died by suicide? The NYPD confirms that an off-duty sergeant died by suicide last night. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital in Queens. Authorities say he shot himself in his head at home. He is the 10th NYPD officer to die from suicide in 2019. I mean, we aren't even talking about all the you know, officer shootings and that, you know, that result in, you know, officers dying. We're talking now suicide, and this is just one police department. Law enforcement leaders across the country are sounding the alarm over a suicide crisis affecting officers from departments nationwide. New York City Council members introduced legislation last month requiring the police department to contract a specific number of licensed clinicians to provide mental health support and awareness to all New York City police officers. And, you know, somebody had asked me, how does that work? I mean, you got a cop, and a cop is a stud. You know, they're like, I got no problem. I'm not talking to nobody. And, you know, they're tough guys. So how do you get a clinician, you know, saying, you know, excuse me, can you please, you know, come and share your feelings? Now, I mean, these clinicians are trained. They're trained on how to get, you know, these tough cookies to sit down and talk to them. And they do provide amazing, amazing help. But it is tricky. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. Women seem to, on the whole, have a much better time opening up about it. But cops, male cops, may think, if I even bring up suicide, it's going in a record, and I don't want it in a record. So, you know, putting gun confiscation on the backs of police officers, I don't think would be a good choice. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few years ago, I was at a radio conference, and I made the comment, this is years ago, how Breast Cancer Awareness Month is sometimes one of the worst months because we really miss the point when we do all the pink and we make our football players wear pink cleats and, you know, and it's a long month. And it just seems to be very overwhelming. And I at first hesitated. You know, should I say something like that? Should I, you know, it's a great cause. We have breast cancer in the family. I mean, I'm a fan of women fighting it. I'm just not a fan of how we're doing Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I'm like, you know what? Go with it. People are going to get mad at me no matter what. Well, here we are, right? Only halfway through. And yeah, there's a lot of criticism. There is a lot of criticism. In fact, people think this whole Breast Cancer Awareness Month and all the pink starts to trivialize the disease. So, what some critics say is a lot of these Instagram posts and, you know, selfies and pictures are just a little too cute. And they're making it too cute, light, and simple, you know? And people with cancer say they dread Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, seeing a football player who's healthy, running strong, able to be out there on the field, you know, wearing pink cleats, may not be taken like you think it would. Some people are like, oh, that is really, really cool. We have our guys out there, and they're wearing pink. They are showing support and solidarity, you know, to women and men with breast cancer. Very cool. Others may be like, you know, I'm not going to get to run. I'm not going to get to build muscle mass. I'm never going to play football. I'm never going to, you know, I've got cancer. I want to escape. I want to watch football and not think about my cancer. So Fox News talks about this. People are pinkifying their possessions, getting pink manicures and, you know, wearing pink. There's an Instagram account called Bus Bros, and they posted a photo in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month with a bright pink bus. And its caption was, once again, October's here, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Women are 1 to 8 chances to get breast cancer. Men can get it too. Save the tatas by getting involved, get educated, and support Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So a lot of people, right, they use the term save the tatas. Well, to somebody who had breast cancer, had to lose one of their tatas, or both of them, they may not take that very well. Again, these guys' hearts in the right place, but there was another post at Lamb Stuffed where they included a recipe for a banana strawberry smoothie and said that it was her contribution to the Hello Cook Pink Challenge, where people can upload photos of pink foods and attach recipes for making them during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's nice. But is that giving money to cancer research? Is that bringing in new cancer drugs? Is that, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful smoothie. This is a fantastic looking picture. But is it them getting, you know, who's actually getting the quan? Who's getting the attention on that one? Now, some people think these are valiant attempts to further the cause of breast cancer, pass on awareness, and generate interest for the cause. But others think it trivializes the experience of survivors, reduces that experience to something cute, pink, and stomachable for those who don't know how hard the illness is. Now, one breast cancer survivor at Andrena Burns says breast cancer awareness is a detriment to the cause. She, apparently there was this photo of a bunch of pink balloons with nipples painted on them. So together they look like a bunch of balloon breasts. And she writes, I blanking struggle with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It feels like my entire world are awash with pink t-shirts and other useless stuff. She used a word for that. Along with frothing messages telling us that if we give our girls a squeeze every month, well, simply put, it will all be okay. I did, and it wasn't. So Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a very, very, very long month for people with breast cancer. And it, you know, makes it seem like, okay, well, if you get your mammograms, you'll be good. Okay, yes, getting mammograms are important. You know? I mean, I got mine. I posted a picture of me getting mine. You know, yeah. But, I mean, and I do that to show, guys, if I could go and I could get naked and get a picture done, you can too. You know? And so, you know, I do like the idea that we do have breast cancer awareness, but is the whole month necessary, and is it just kind of adding salt to the wound? In an Instagram post from earlier this year, the Menopause Collective shed some awareness on, quote, pink washing and the cutesy nature of breast cancer campaigns at large in a post that illuminated two different voices. The first noted that as a result of ovarian cancer, she now has a front bottom pictured in the Instagram photo. I'm not sure what that means. She said that while everyone is busy focusing on breast cancer, ovarian cancer doesn't get the attention it deserves. And there is nothing pretty and cute about her. Oh, maybe that's her Lily. Maybe she put a picture of that. I don't know. A second voice that the post illuminates talks about the reality of breast cancer and the lack of pretty pinkness in her experience. Do you see anything pink and fluffy here? I don't. She says, I simply see a broken, petrified, and seriously unwell woman. A single mom of four, three of them tiny babies. I didn't feel sexy or glossy or bosom focus on this day 9 years ago, and I certainly wasn't giving much thought to who my bosom buddies were. I simply wanted to stay alive, as I do now, dealing with my third diagnosis. Maybe it's time for a rethink. So, you know, when you look at, I see what the picture is. She had surgery such that her abdomen now looks like a tushy. That's what it means, a front bottom. Okay. So, you know, I guess there's a book called Pink Ribbon Blues, How Breast Cancer Culture Undermines Women's Health. The commercialization of breast cancer has contributed to a lighthearted approach to awareness and advocacy that trivializes breast cancer, limits our ability to comprehend what it's really like to face a disease, live with medical uncertainty, and accept the difficulty and realities of risk, recurrence, treatment, and even death. So what I think it has turned into, unfortunately, is people using it as a PR ploy. Now, again, I love football. I love watching football. But, you know, the NFL has gotten hit with a lot of, you know, issues recently, especially with the kneeling during the national anthem and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And so, you know, them wearing pink, is it, you know, really that they're, you know, trying to help people figure out what life is like without breasts or, you know, how painful breast cancer could be or what Olivia Newton-John's going through, you know, or is it a way to go, look, you know, we stand by our women. So, I, you know, and I don't want to insinuate that they aren't pro-breast cancer or pro, you know, the breast cancer fight, but a lot of people doing pink and getting their bus or their car or their, you know, hashtag out there, you know, might have secondary gain. And, you know, these causes, these awareness months, you know, they do allow a lot of secondary gain. And so, you know, people who have breast cancer, if they hate Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I think we kind of need to listen to them. Maybe we need to make a Breast Cancer Awareness Week. Maybe the problem is it is all month long. And I think you could get the message out in a week. You know? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.